It's episode 199, and we've got plugins for WordPress tables, reservations, sticky category posts, CSS editing tools, and front-end gravity forms editing. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm John Overall, coming to you direct from the hardest 10K race in Canada.
Congrats on that. And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yes, I completed the Bear Mountain 10K, billing as the hardest 10K race in Canada, so it was quite the challenge. It had a total elevation of 454 meters.
Wow, congratulations. How was your time?
Actually, not bad. Just over an hour, which was quite impressive for me. I expected to finish it in about an hour and a half, but did better than I thought.
Great. All right.
All right. So don't forget, we got the usual stuff for you. Great show ahead. And stuff off the top, don't forget you can get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. Or if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate the reviews over on Stitcher Radio and especially in the iTunes store, and especially from you Canadian listeners.
That's right. We've been getting a slew of new reviews actually in the iTunes store. We greatly appreciate that. And it greatly helps us as far as keeping high up in the rankings under WordPress podcasts. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I make my living, we both make our living with WordPress. I, in particular, make it doing WordPress websites, in particular, fixing broken ones. So if you broke it, I can fix it. Or if you're looking to save yourself some money, and before you build that website, choosing the right functionality, pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And my functionality is saving you guys some money out there. And look, if you're like me, you probably buy a domain every single week, right? I mean, I'm that way. And if you want to save some money while you're doing it, why pay $15 a domain? Just go to GoDaddy and use plugin 149 as your promo code in the bottom of your shopping cart. That'll give you $1.49.com domains. Just enter the promo code at checkout. All your domains will instantly lower their price to $1.49. So do it right now while you're listening to the show. It's as cheap as a large soda, even though, John, you gave up soda.
No, I've given up soda. Wow, anyway.
But you can take that $1.49 you would have spent on soda and plug it right in to get a domain with plugin 149 as your GoDaddy promo code.
All right, and of course, let you know, don't forget, big episode 200 coming up next. Not this one. This is 199. We've got a few great features coming in 200. Might even have a cameo visit from one of the original players on the show.
Nice. Well, that'll be fun. Can't wait for the next show. We should plan something crazy. I don't know. Maybe we'll...
I'll go find the oldest
plugins in history and then re-review them.
Yeah, we'll go all the way back to show one. Maybe I'll go light some fireworks off in Warcraft, you know. What the heck?
Very nice.
All right, well, that's pretty much it. We don't have a whole lot of news. Well, we do have one piece of news. I'm sure everyone noticed last week that WordPress 4.01 dropped. And if you had all the auto updates out there, all of your sites auto updated, I had a few auto update, and I did discover that sometimes the auto update doesn't work. It broke a major website on me. I'm not even certain how it managed to do that, but it was an interesting trick. So beware, auto updates are not always the best thing, although they're great to have. Every once in a while, something goes wrong.
Yeah, it's funny. I have over 100 domains, and none of them actually went down after the update. So
well, I had one. I had one out of all the other, all the websites I deal with, and I had a lot of emails telling me of all the updates, but I had one site that just, I don't know what caused the break, but could have been all the customizations we've been doing.
Well, John, we got one piece of listener feedback this week, so we should take a listen to that. Right. This comes from Andrew. He's got a question about security deposits in WooCommerce.
All right, take it away, Andrew.
Hi, John and Marcus. Hey, congrats on the up-and-coming 200th show. My name's Andrew, and I'm working on a concierge service website for new arrivals to Chiang Mai and Thailand, both digital nomads and retirees. And I'm having some issues with my residential listings using the WooCommerce platform. What I want to do is list about 10 to 15 selected apartment buildings that rent on a 1 to a 3 month period. Now, I've created product attributes for the time period and then variation on the different types of rooms, which gives me about 9 different purchase options per residential listing. This creates a product price range from about $200 to $1,000. I need to add to each product variation a security deposit. This is returnable, so I don't want to include it in the listed price because it makes the price for the room seem too high. So I'm looking for a plugin that will allow me to force an additional charge, that being the security deposit, without it adding to the price range shown on the product page. Each forced charge has to be customized because each apartment complex has a different security deposit depending on the room and the period of time you rent. So again, in a nutshell, I want to make a forced charge that is compulsory with a purchase without it affecting the list price on the shop page. Thank you very much. I hope you can help.
Hi, Andrew. Thanks for the question there. Unfortunately, I don't have any direct answer to that. I would have thought that WooCommerce would have something in it to allow you to give an add-on and have it separate on per product basis. Some reason I recall that when I was doing all of my work in WooCommerce, but other than that, hopefully maybe some of the other listeners out there can help with it.
Yes, I don't have a specific answer either. I was thinking maybe bundles. I've also done things where you've had a sign-up fee, so, but that's always been inclusive in the price, so I'm not sure how you can separate that out, Andrew. I would definitely get on some WooCommerce forums, boards, things like that, and definitely pose your question there because I'm sure security deposit has had to have come up before. So good luck with that. And if any listeners out there have the answer, please let us know and we will pass it along to Andrew.
All right. Well, that pretty much covers all of that. I guess it's time to dive into the meat potatoes, eh?
Absolutely.
Off we go. All right. Well, the first plugin I've got this week is a premium plugin. It was sent in by Alexander Gilmanov, and it's called WordPress Database Table Plugin. And this is a great-looking plugin that allows you to create dynamic tables from a database, and it will use multiple styles of database. You can use MySQL, CSV, Excel, XMI, and more. And it creates some really fantastic looking tables that are dynamic. You can allow them to be sorted, adjusted. It gives you the option to go in and customize the columns once you've imported the tables and data into it. You can hide or show columns in the display of it. In the front display, you can even allow others to download the data if you want to in multiple formats. All in all, this looks like a pretty great plugin if you're looking to bring in data from tables and display it on your website in some way and have it. The best part also, it's dynamic. You can have tables hidden or show depending on whether or not they're on a mobile device. I mean, there's a really lot to this plugin. All in all, great plugin. I have to give it a 5 Dragon rating.
So let me ask you, so does it take the CSV offline? Can it do something like a Google spreadsheet or anything like that?
Yeah. Well, according to what I've seen there, it looks like you can export, if it's a Google spreadsheet, I'm not sure what their format is. If you export it as a CSV, you can then import the CSV into your website. I mean, it doesn't do it live. It's not live data, but it's at least not that I can tell. But it allows you to import a data. And if you're updating that data regularly somewhere, you just go re-import it.
Okay.
So that's what I would see with it. I don't know. There may or may not be a live component to it, and I just didn't discover that in my testing.
I'll have to test it, because if it has a live component, this is a perfect solution for something that I had, which is somebody that wanted to have 10 different pages of work groups that are working together and then have a list of people that are in that individual work group for this seminar. And those lists change often as far as the members in those work groups. So I'm wondering if I could have one online sheet that the client could tell me what that work group consists of, and you know, they'll be adding and subtracting and doing things like that as far as changes of the personnel, and then have it update live on the site.
It may. I didn't get that deep into it, but
we're gonna find out.
If not, we'll contact the author and see if they'll adjust it.
All right. I didn't really realize it as I was putting my picks together this week, but everything I'm going to review this week has a sticky name to it, right? So this first one is called Gravity Forms Sticky List. And quite frankly, it's something I've been looking for a long time. I kind of hate the Gravity Forms interface on the back end when creating forms if I have to go edit something. So this lets you do front-end editing of forms just using this plugin. It's called Gravity Forms Sticky List. That's really all it does. It allows you to view, delete, edit, front-end stuff, submitted entries, the form, all of that. And it's pretty simple to use. So you just install it and let it work. Rated at a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I'm always on the lookout for additional Gravity Forms plugins to make life easier with Gravity Forms. Mm-hmm. Probably my favorite form. Well, it is my favorite form plugin.
Yeah, and it's nice because you can... It allows you to edit the entries, the what people have put into the system. So this is a good way also to keep people out of the back end.
Nice.
That want to look at your form results, you know, clients, whatever. So this is a good one for that as well.
Excellent. All right. Well, the next one I've got here, this is a great plugin. Again, it's a premium plugin. It was sent in to us by Bob Hands. And it's called Hostel Pro. And it's designed for if you're in the B&B business, the small hotel or hostel business, or you build websites in those industries, this may be a great plugin for you. It's got all the great features for managing room rentals, reservations. It has PayPal integration to allow for bookings that way. The one thing I found sort of it can do with is have integrations into other payment systems, but that may be coming. Who knows? I'm sure it can be put into it. It allows for setting up all your different room types, taking deposits, determining what rooms are available when. You can take rooms out of the system with a simple checkbox. A whole lot of great features for managing a small bed and breakfast, a small hotel, or a hostel. So anyway, give this one a check out. I gave it a 4 dragon rating, and it's Hostel Pro.
Great. I have a good plugin for anybody out there that's using WooCommerce. This one is called WooStickers, continuing with the sticky theme. It allows you to simply put little stickers, little product sticker notifications over the product for whatever condition it happens to be in, like new product, on sale, sold out, those kinds of things. So it allows you to customize different stickers that you can put over the product to designate exactly what it is. And it works on the thumbnail. It works in a number of different ways. And it's really easy to configure right in the back end. Without a lot of CSS or anything like that. So you can change around the stickers. You can, if you got a lot of new products, you can be selective as far as which ones you designate from a category basis or from a product-by-product basis. So I thought it was pretty cool. I gave it a 4 out of 5. It is called Woo Stickers.
This is very nice. It looks like a lot easier way than the way I did it when I created my e-commerce store.
Hmm.
I like it. It's much better and looks to be a lot cleaner. So yeah, if you want it, and it's shown in some studies that having those little stickers on there to enhance the products will increase sales.
On some right, things. And it's done. It's done in kind of a modern flat kind of layout like we're used to. So it's good graphically, easy to maintain, and easy to put in with any theme. I think it would integrate nicely.
Nice. Okay, and the final one I've got here today, this is a theme for me today, all premium plugins that were all submitted by developers to us. This one was sent in by Andre Robert Wusu, and it's called Visual Developer. And what this one is great for, if you're tired or you're one of those people that has a hard time picking your way through the CSS file, trying to get that CSS laid out correctly, and then tired of the trial and error of, you know, change this and change that and check it out. Well, this is a great visual tool to make that job easier from the front end. Once you activate it, you just choose the piece you want to edit, be it, say, a headline, and then you open it up and it gives you a visual editor, and you can go down and adjust the font size, the font style, the colors, all the layout, padding, everything, all the way down the line. Once you get it looking the way you want, you just save it, and it's done. Very simple, very nice. It has a really decent, clean interface. It seems to function very fast and speedy as compared to some of the other visual editors I've played with. All in all, a really great visual editor for dealing with your CSS, and I had to give this one a 5 Dragon rating.
That's a pretty cool one, too. I'm going to have to take a look at that myself. Did you put that in the Dropbox for me?
Sure. Not a while.
All right. Okay. Last one is Category Sticky Post. I use this plugin a ton. And actually, I've reviewed this on the show before, John. And I had to look it up. I last reviewed this September 2012 in show number 85.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've used this ever since then, and I've completely kind of left it running in the background and pretty much out of mind. I forgot about it. And then I had a project that I needed this again, so I started looking at my other sites, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot I even had this thing. It just became a natural flow of the part of my editor. So here's what Category Sticky Post does. You know, typically when we have a sticky post, it's sticky like on the homepage and everywhere else, right, and you can't get rid of it. This allows you to just designate what category you want this to be sticky on. So if it's just a sticky post on the blog, or maybe even a sticky post under, you know, a podcast or birds or whatever it happens to be, and you want one particular post to stand out on top of all of the rest, this is what does it. And it does it in such an efficient, easy, lazy kind of way. I thought it would be great to bring this back to the show again, since it's been well over 2 years since I brought it to the light. And again, like last time, I give it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, every once in a while I need one and I forget that it exists. So yeah, it's a nice way of handling the sticky posts.
And see, this has been updated so many times. And it's got still, you know, 19,000 plus downloads to it, but they still update it. They update it every single month. They update it every time WordPress comes out, you know, a new revision. So, I mean, how can you not, how can you just pitch it aside when they're still updating and doing all the revisions to it just as WordPress is revising? And it still deserves that perfect 5 out of 5 rating. So Category Sticky Post is awesome.
Excellent. All right, and I covered up in this episode the WordPress database table plugin, which I gave a 5 to, the Hostel Pro, which I gave a 4 to, and the Visual Developer to make cleaning up your CSS a lot easier, which I gave a 5 to.
And I talked about Gravity Forms Sticky List, which allows you front-end editing of submitted entries. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. Woo Stickers, which allows you to put on sale and new kind of little stickers on your products. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. And we just discussed an old favorite, Category Sticky Post, which I gave a perfect 5 out of 5.
And it's commercial time. If you're tired of that same old stock photography, check out CanadaStockPhoto.com. Some great, unique, not found anywhere stock photo images. Reasonably priced at that. So check it out, CanadaStockPhoto.com.
And one GoDaddy code for the road. We're going to use GoDaddy code plugin 30 to save 30% on any hosting plan, any term length. That includes hosting. So if you're building some things for yourself or a client, you can take a quick 30% off with GoDaddy code PLUGIN30.
And if you're not getting your daily dose of WordPress news, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a few minutes, we would greatly appreciate those reviews on iTunes, Blueberry, or Stitcher Radio.
And how can they find us, John?
They can get me on my website at johnoverall.com or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z.
And that's all we got for you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.